Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is another podcast of Chatting from the Word. We are so happy to be with you on this afternoon. We hope and pray that this afternoon find you in a good way and in a good mind. Are you ready to accept the Word of God today? We hope and pray that you are, because it is through God's Word that we can learn about Jesus Christ. It's through God's Word that we can learn how to be saved. Because I truly believe that the Word of God is the map to heaven. And I know none of us, when we close our eyes, wants to go to H-E-L-L, but I know we all want to go to heaven. So I hope and pray that be your desire this afternoon as we bring this show to you live from the studio of Broadcast Radio, Chatting from the Word, hosted by your brother here, Brother Oscar Wilson. I am so happy to bring the show to you on a daily basis at 2 o'clock. We hope and pray that all are enjoying the words that we are saying and the show that we're putting on. This will be our last show for the week. On Mondays, we're going to come back at 2. But on Monday, we are taping our show for YouTube, and we hope and pray that all stay tuned to watch our show on YouTube, Chatting from the Word. We are going back to the basics. And what I mean by back to the basics is we are going back and learning what truly God's Word is saying to us today. Because I believe there's a message in God's Word for us today to hear and to adhere to. I believe the problem with most is the fact that we really don't want to adhere to God's Word. Well, your host here hoping and praying that he may say something on Chatting from the Word that will help you to get closer with the Lord or to have a closer walk with him. As always on our program, we love to pray. We love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, you can always call it in, ask for prayer, or you can contact me on Facebook, inbox me, and say, Brother York, pray for me. I see many on Facebook are requesting prayers for their loved ones who have lost someone or their family who had lost someone. So we're going to pray for all those that have lost loved ones. We're going to pray for all those that are sick. And we're going to pray for all those that are having problems in this life. Because you know what? One thing about this life, we all go through our problems. And we all go through our storms. Someone said one time, if God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. So if our faith is in Jesus Christ and truly in the Lord, we have nothing to fret. So if you are preparing your minds, let us go to prayer, to God in prayer. Our Father, our Lord, our Most High and our King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for all the bountiful blessings that you have brought our way. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who you allow to come down on this earth to die a cruel death on the cross so that we may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for the government that leads this world. We pray, Father, that they never make a law forbidding us to study your word and to worship you in spirit and truth. Oh, Father, we come praying for those who are sick at this time. Father, we come praying for those that are suffering with diabetes, with arthritis, with heart problems, with cancer. Father, if it be your will, heal their bodies. Restore them to their as much as possible. But Father, if not, allow them to recognize that all things and everything is in the palm of your hands, and all things will be all right. Oh, Father, we come praying for the message that we have on our hearts this afternoon. We pray, Father, for everyone that's listening to this program and this message and may learn and may gain a closer walk with you. Oh, Father, we pray for our show here. We pray, Father, that it can continue on reaching the masses. We pray, Father, it reaches someone that needs to be reached. We pray, Father, for all that need be prayed for, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Like I said, I am so delighted that you have joined us on this afternoon. We hope and pray that all is well and that they have brought you a blessing that you are looking for. It's just a blessing that God has blessed us with this day. Because on yesterday, this day was not even promised. So we are just blessed with another day. That's a blessing within itself. And lately, I've been on my programs and asking for sponsors. We need sponsors on our program. We need someone to sponsor us. Let me tell you a little secret. Brother Oscar's not rich. I try my best to do what I can to tell others about Jesus Christ. But I need help sometimes. Sometimes we all need help. And to bring these programs on like I actually really want to do, I want to bump them up a little bit. I need financial help. So if you can help Brother York financially, that would be a great. I don't ask for much, maybe $1, maybe 10, maybe 5, maybe 20, whatever you can spare monthly. We ask, we pray that you can. And if you can't, contact me. Contact me on YouTube at the bottom. There's always a place for comments. Contact me through Facebook, inbox me. Or you can email me at oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Or you can contact me through my webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. And since we're talking about Oscar York Publishing, visit my webpage, visit my bookstore. I have 2 books in my bookstore, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. And if you purchase those 2 books, that would help the ministry out too. That would help me out greatly. And if you purchase 1, that would still help me out. So basically, as my motto is, and if you've been listening to me quite some time, you know my motto: with reading comes knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. So I hope and pray you pick up these 2 books at Oscar York Publishing and do it real soon. I hope to hear from you. I hope you buy a book from me. And here in the Dayton, Ohio area, where I'm planning on starting a new work, because I believe that we need to allow Jesus' light to shine brightly all over this world. So So if you live in Dayton, Ohio area, contact me if you want to help Brother Oscar to start his new work. And I'm looking for a minister to help me. I'm not in the best of health myself. I'm in my mid-60s, and, you know, when you get older, sometimes the old body don't work like it should. I'm not a young man, so I'm looking for someone to help me out here. So if you can, I just gave my email address. Email me. Let me know if you can help Brother Oscar begin this work that he desired to do in the Dayton, Ohio area. For some reason, I can't even say Ohio. Forgive me this evening. On Facebook, I've been posting about the show today. And what I feel to recognize that up here in the northern state, like Ohio here, is 2 o'clock, and I start the church, I start the show here at 2 o'clock p.m. on time. And it came to my attention that it might be 1 o'clock in Texas. So if you're listening to me, the show, if you're listening from Texas, it's 1 o'clock to my 2 o'clock. And some of you probably already know that. And if you do, and if you're calling in at that time, we appreciate it. And as I say, if you want to call in, the call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and listen to the show live, the number is area code 657-383-0883. And then if you want to host the show with me, if you want to host the show, give me a call. Give me a call. And that number is 319-527-6060. If you ever want to host the show, that number is 319-527-6060. And give your information. Give the operator your information and what they need to know, and they'll contact me and let me know that I have a host with me that day. So if you desire to host the show, call that number. And if you want to call in and talk with me, again, that number is area code 657-383-0883. You can listen to the show live, or if you have something to tell your host here or talk to him about, you're welcome to do that. If you want to ask questions about the many lessons that I've been teaching on air or YouTube, you can also do that, and we'll welcome that too. On this afternoon, I want to bring a lesson, and I entitled it, What Love Got to Do with It. What Love Got to Do with It. And we, for this past week, we've been talking about love. And I asked the question, what love got to do with it? And if you can remember many years ago, Tina Turner, the singer Tina Turner, phrased that in a song. What love got to do with it? And her, as she says in the song, it's just a secondary emotion. To her, love was just an emotion. But we that truly love is more than just emotion. Love is an action word also. So, if you have your Bibles, grab your Bibles. And for you all that do not have your Bibles, we're going to give you time to go get your Bibles. Go get your Bibles, and we're going to give you that time to do that. Go get your Bibles. Go get your Bibles. And we're going to wait for you to go get your Bibles because we want you to follow us what we are studying.
And as they're going to get to their Bibles, I always like to say I enjoy bringing these lessons to you. Hope and pray that you enjoy them also and are learning from what we are teaching here on Chatting from the Word.
All right. So you have your Bibles, and what we're going to do is to go back to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And what I want to do is do a backtrack, because on yesterday we talked about love and we talked about how we should love each other. Because it's very important that we do love each other. Because how can we truly say that we love God and we can't love one another? And also mention how the church should be in the front forefront of loving one another. That's the church in action. And I'm going to mention maybe last week that the church is not just that building we'll go to. We don't actually become the church until we step outside and show the world our light for Jesus. And part of that showing our light for Jesus is loving each other, isn't it? And I believe this is the reason why I wanted to talk about love all this week. Because I truly believe that the world today and the church is lacking love. So I asked the question this morning, what does love got to do with it? And love has a lot to do with it, doesn't it? But here, in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, I love the way that Paul sums it up, because here, the Corinthian church was having problems with the gifts, if I may use that terminology. And they were confused about gifts. They were confused about the healing, the prophesying, the tongue speaking. And here in this book of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, Paul talks about love, but in the midst of his lecture on love, he says this. He says, now charity or love would never fail. But whether there be prophecy, that's verse 8, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Many might be confused about that point, because men today truly believe that tongue speaking still here. Many believe today that we just all of a sudden just prophesy. But we must remember back then it was and tongue speaking had its purpose in the beginning. And according to Mark, I believe, according to Mark, the last chapter of Mark, Mark says that was to confirm the word. Turn with me to Mark right quick, and we're going to read that. The reason why signs were permitted in the beginning of the church, that was to confirm the word. And Mark says this in Mark. Turn with me to Mark 16. And we're going to begin reading at verse 18. They shall take, now, well, let's say 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. they shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. So basically, the signs, the gifts, the miraculous gifts that they was given to confirm the word. And why did the word need confirmed? Because it was not in its complete state. The New Testament, as we have today, was not written, and the apostles were still living. But what we must recognize, that God gave, Jesus Christ gave a power to the apostles. And what the apostle was able to do, they were able to pass it on. But to those they passed it on to, they was not able to pass the gift up to anyone else. So the gift of healing and tongue speaking lasted until the last apostle died off, the last person that the apostle passed it on to. Because that person was not able to pass it on. And here Paul says this. He said, we did all this in the beginning. And Paul says, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. And this is what he told the Corinthian church. They were so confused when it came to the sign. And Paul had to just simply told them that it was time to grow up. Paul simply told them those signs that we're doing today at this time is just for a time. It wasn't meant to be here for always. So Paul says this in verse 11. Now verse 10, Paul said, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. As we just said, the word, they did these signs to confirm the word, but when the word was made complete, when the New Testament was complete, when the last apostle died, the word became complete. And there was no need for us, for anyone else to do signs, because once the word became complete, you had faith. And the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we have faith today. We go on faith, not on sight, not what we see, not what we feel, or even not what we hear, but what we read in the word of God. And Paul says here that all that is done away because the word of God is complete now. And for you all Corinthians to still be confused about all this, he said, it's time for you all to grow up. For he says in verse 11, he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. See, when the word of God became of age, in the beginning it was a purpose and a reason. But once it grew up and the word of God blossomed and became complete, it was no need for signs of tongue speaking, of miraculous healing to exist anymore, of prophesying without the word, because we have the word today to teach from, those things do not exist anymore. But the question is, what love got to do with it. Love has a lot to do with it. Because after all this is over with, all we have is love. It was love that caused Christ to die on the cross. It was love that caused others to go out there and preach the gospel. It is love that allowed this show here, Chatting from the Word, to be. Because of love that your hosts have for the gospel and have for people and have for salvation and to bring salvation to the masses. It's all about love. Paul, Jesus says this, and I hope we have time to go over it. And Matthew, Jesus said this in Matthew 22. Turn with me quickly to Matthew 22. And Jesus says this in Matthew 22, beginning with verse 37. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The question is, what love got to do with it? Love has a lot to do with it. Because love is more than just an emotion. Love is an action word. Love caused Christ, as I said, to die on the cross. And love will call two people to fall in love and have a family. Love will call one to fall in love with the church and work for the church. We're going to end it here. We are so grateful to be chatting with you today from the Word, chatting from the Word. And since I haven't let time, as always, visit my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com, order your book, and read. We have two books in our bookstore, A Peace, Place, and Storm, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Buy a book, visit my bookstore, and read. For reading, you get power, you get knowledge, and with knowledge, as I always say, you get power. Will you pray with me, please? Father, which art in heaven, love be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this show. We hope and pray we said enough to cause one to think about their soul condition. And we hope and pray that all have a good day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We hope all have a good day. And it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word.